Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Wednesday, May 18th edition of the program. Apologies again for my scratchy voice, but it's getting better. We have the Democrats wanting to continue a war on the First Amendment, the destruction of free speech as we know it, pushing for all kinds of restrictions. Meanwhile, the disinformation board has been put on pause because the more the American people find out about this stuff, the more agitated they become about the bureaucratic overreach. We'll discuss that. Plus, the results are mostly in from the Pennsylvania Republican GOP or Republican primary, GOP primary. And as I speak to you now, no one knows if it's going to be McCormick or Oz. We'll break down how that's looking and what the takeaways are from last night's race. That is all coming up here in just a moment. But you know I love MyPillow products. Honestly, I've got them all over my house. My family members have them. My dad sleeps on a MyPillow. My mom sleeps on a MyPillow. They love their weighted blankets too, by the way. Great gift for the parents, for grandparents. You've got to check out MyPillow right now. They got the Giza Dream sheets, the towels, the mattress toppers. Join me and millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep for the better through MyPillow. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple products you've heard me rave about in the past. Buy one, get one free pricing is available now on MyPillow bedsheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. My promo code BUCK will get you this limited-time deal. You don't want to miss it. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, check out this buy one, get one free deal on select products. With my promo, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase. Enter promo code BUCK, B-U-C-K. When you go to MyPillow.com, make sure you use that promo code so you get that discount. They know you're part of Team Buck. It's important. So here we have now people who honestly know nothing about counter-radicalization, counter-extremism, weighing in because they want to make it seem like the GOP is a terrorist party. That's how intellectually dishonest and that's how destructive they are and they care to be with all this. They want to make it so that you can't voice your opinion as a member of the Republican Party without the possibility, at least, of being told that you are attached to a terrorist party, that you are a terrorist, that you're someone who needs to be silenced, somebody who is not allowed to speak. Now, this is crazy, but here, for example, is USC professor. I think he was on MSNBC, maybe CNN. It's all the same thing. Name the Republicans, he says, the domestic terrorist party.
We have to treat it as the terrorist threat that it is. You know, we rallied on 9/11. There was no question about what the country was going to do. We are facing the same threat, and we need to go one step further. We should label them the domestic terrorist party. put this to the Director of National Intelligence, make this a national security threat, vet our police departments, and go back and then start to educate local, state, federal law enforcement on what this threat really is, and start educating and make our communities aware of how vulnerable they are and how they are that enabling community that needs to rally against this threat.
This person is honestly a moron and frightening. This is one of the dumber things I've ever... What exactly is the threat? I need someone to explain to me what the threat is here as it pertains to a nationwide campaign to tell police what exactly. Name the Republicans, the domestic terrorist party. He really thinks you're going to name half the country. There are, let's say, 160 million, give or take, Republicans in America, or whatever the official number is. It's less than that. But if you're looking at political ideology, I'm actually curious how many registered Republicans in America. This is something. See, sometimes when I'm doing this show, I realize there's something I don't know and I have to look it up right away. I actually will look up things when I'm watching a movie if they make reference to a historical event I don't know. This is one of my annoying habits, but I always justify it as this is why I know lots of random stuff. I'll sit there and Google it right away. But I don't even know off the top of my head how many registered Republicans in America. 25% of, according to, and I got it, the overall number. Point here, let's get back to the task at hand. I'll let you know when I find out exactly what the total number is. What exactly is this guy saying we should do? I mean, I'm just wondering, what does he believe should be the approach of law enforcement and the people that he's calling out here to do something? I want to know. That all Republicans are terrorists? How could this person be put on TV and allowed to say something so reckless and so idiotic? Well, because right now, Democrats are desperate, you see. There's a desperation at the heart of the Democrat Party because they've been in charge of the government for 18 months now, and it's a disaster. And it's not a disaster as in, I don't like what they're doing, I wish they're doing something else, but what they've done has given the results that they promised. It's a disaster for everybody. I mean, it's just made the country more miserable, more poor, less free. There has not been any real benefit of the Biden presidency versus what you had before, which is a shocking thing to say. I mean, you know, right? You'd think they'd at least do something. You know, at least they'd have, some big win on a, you know, national minimum wage that people like. Minimum wage, by the way, one of those things that even a lot of Republicans like it. It sounds good, and emotionally it has a lot of appeal. It does not work out the way that people... Economists keep looking at it, keep saying it doesn't work the way it's supposed to, but no one cares. It's just, you like the idea of it. It seems fair, so people want to support it, even though it doesn't usually help the people it's meant to help. But the Democrats are in a state where they have nothing to point to as better for the American people, and so that means their power is at stake. And because their power is at stake, they're going to say some pretty outrageous things to go after people. You have the specific effort by Joe Biden. And this is from the very top of the administration, saying that there are people who are responsible for this who aren't the actual individual. Who did this? This attack in Buffalo. The teenager who committed this mass murder had all of the signs beforehand of a violent psychopath. I mean, this is not just somebody who obviously was able to self-radicalize into a hateful ideology. This is someone who apparently murdered and mutilated his pet cat. And parents knew about this. Yeah. Decapitated the cat and then they had to bury it. I'm going to tell you this right now. You can ask any FBI forensic psychologist, people who abuse animals. It's just a matter of time. It's just people who take joy in harm and hurting animals. Just a matter of time before they do something horrific to people. So this guy, the Buffalo shooter, was a dangerous psychopath. They had him have a psych eval. You want to know how the system failed? We don't keep people against their will, even if they express a danger. We don't monitor them. We don't You know, unless they go into the psych ward so crazy that they keep saying things that are violent and frightening, they're going to get let out. This kid knew. He played the system. He said, I said I was just kidding so he could get out. He was a dangerous, violent psychopath. He's not representative of any coherent ideology of any kind, mind you, other than just hate. He was a hateful individual. You know, there are other people who have been hateful individuals just like him who weren't choosing African-Americans as the target of their hate, but they chose a different group. They, you know, look at the Pulse nightclub shooter, for example, which was essentially a mass murder of LGBTQ plus individuals in Florida. Like there's people who were that evil and monstrous can find any number of different targets for their hate. But how can any reasonable, honest, good faith person say that a political party that is roughly half the adult population of the United States is to blame for that? You know, there's no Republican narrative that is a standard that says anything along the lines of what was in this lunatic's manifesto. And so why are the Democrats doing this? Why are they being so dishonest? They have Joe Biden going out there and essentially saying anybody who has even mentioned a theory is to blame for what this psychopath did. I mean, here he was in the speech yesterday.
I believe anybody who acts as a replacement is to blame, not for this particular crime, but it's for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And it's wrong. It's just simply wrong.
First of all, what is even? I believe they're to blame, but not for this. I guess that wasn't the speech. That was at a press spray. But he says they're to blame, but then he goes, well, not really to blame, though. Well, then why are you bringing it up? And why are you trying to use this to attack political opponents? Why are you talking about this? Well, because they see this as an opportunity. And there's not going to be any unification. Remember, Joe Biden ran on unifying the American people. There's not going to be any unification of the American people under the Biden presidency, period. I mean, he's just a very deeply partisan actor in all of this. And the things that are being said out there are horrific. And a lot of it is rooted in stupidity. A lot of it is in delusion. I mean, I think Democrats as a party have been dragged further and further to the left, despite what they say on The View. I mean, this was fascinating. I do think The View is the dumbest show that delves into politics on television anywhere. Here you go. Play clip one.
They are playing to the base. I mean, if you look at all the studies, the Republican Party has moved further to the right than Democrats have to the left. There's a Pew Research Center analysis that finds that on average, Democrats and Republicans are farther apart ideologically today than at any time in the past 50 years. And that ideological divide breaks down to the Republican Party being an extremist party. And the Democratic Party actually, as you just mentioned, Sarah, moving more to the center.
But isn't the problem that is the primaries? Because you can't get through these primaries unless you are extreme.
Notice they never say, what are the extremist positions that the Republicans have? I mean, she's an idiot and just is a propagandist for very, very low IQ individuals who watch The View. And I feel badly for them. I wish somebody actually could teach them and speak to them with analysis that was worth them hearing, that they would actually gain insight from watching The View at some level instead of being just spoon-fed this idiocy. But think of the Democrat Party positions today and think about how it's changed even the last 10 years. Now they're for men who transition to women being in female prisons and competing in the NCAA. Now they're in favor of teaching LGBTQIA ideology when it comes to trans issues to children in school, young kids. And these are official Democrat positions now. Now they believe in, I mean, if you want to talk about economics, modern monetary theory and universal basic income. I mean, who's becoming more extreme? I'm just wondering. Now they believe in abortion all 9 months of a pregnancy for any reason. That's been for a long time, but that's an extreme position that the American people absolutely do not support. So they're just making it up as they go along here. Anything to try to justify the fact that the Democrat Party is run by people that exploit the emotions of their base and speak to everybody like we're all idiots and we don't know what's actually going on and can't come to any conclusions for ourselves. Look, if you run a small business, you got to wonder who's running your HR. If the answer is I'll figure it out at some other point, you're running a big risk. One employee complaint can create huge headaches for you. And also, you want to have the best HR you can for your people. As a business leader, you should do right by the people you employ. That's why you need Bambi. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses like yours, so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. Your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex parts of HR and guide you to compliance. Available by phone, email, or real-time chat. Bambi is amazing. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now for your free HR audit. Bambee.com/buck. That's Bambi.com/buck. $99 a month. No long-term contracts. Cancel anytime. You got to check out Bambi. On the good news note for a second, they are pausing the disinformation board. They say they're pausing it. I think they're going to have to scrap it. So it turns out that when the American, speaking about the American people, where they are politically, when they find out about some of the absurd machinations of the deep state, they say, what the heck are you guys doing? And the disinformation board, Soviet Mary Poppins, is going to have to stick to musicals because she's not going to be rooting out all the disinformation out there. All right, team, back with you tomorrow when hopefully some tea and honey brings back my normal voice. Shields high.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.